We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, I don't even know why I'm preaching or to whom I'm preaching. Maybe if you were among my own family, you would say, just like they did in the Gospel, where Jesus had to say, they wondered who it is that he could speak in such things like this, because they knew him so well. He was among his own people. People who knew his family very well, where he came up from, what his whole heritage was. They said to Jesus, are you not the son of Joseph? As he just proclaimed to them he was the Messiah. I'm not the Messiah. I can't do mighty deeds or great things. But what we can see here within our gospel is something very beautiful. Well, our first reading. It's this reading from 1 Thessalonians, which God has ordained in a beautiful way to be given to us on the day when L.C. Burnaby has passed. Given us the same reading which is so often chosen for funeral readings. Why it's chosen, I'm not always sure, but it's very often chosen. And one thing that should ring out true to us is that we're not like other people. Other people in the world grieve without hope. But we have hope. That hope is in Christ. That hope is that all who have fallen asleep within him, he does not forget. That Jesus died and rose again for them too, and he himself was raised up by his Father. Indeed, what it says here is that we who are alive surely will not see Jesus before those who have passed on before him. And so it is our belief that today, even Elsie's soul is passing nigher and nigher to Christ with every moment, with every prayer we offer, with this Mass which is about to be offered for her soul, even as we sit here listening to this. And she's going to see him before we do. She died at peace. She died knowing that she was loved. She died knowing that she had visited with everybody and sought, even in the midst of her difficulty, yes, to console even us who needed that consolation. She didn't need it. She received all the graces of the church, all those graces she had prayed for. I think the one thing that Elsie needed most that she was waiting was to bring the family together, to bring us together one more time, to enjoy one another's companies, to renew our friendship because our family is so good friends with one another. To bring us together in this so we won't forget what it's like. Certainly. Certainly we do grieve and we weep because we love. But we don't do so without hope. Because the hope, which is unshakable and is sure, is that she is on her way to God and will see him face to face, be united with Papa and with all those who have gone before in our clan. She prayed for each and every one of us every night before she went to sleep. And I hold this over all of you. That she prayed for me double because I asked her to, and she said she did. Because I doubly need it. I have to do her funeral. But from heaven, where she is perfectly united to God, when she arrives there, free from all attachment to sin, with the work of purgatory completed within her, her prayers will be perfect for us. We know our feisty Nona will be feisty in heaven and feistily fight off all the attacks of the evil one against our souls. But it's on us to respond generously to his call. Right now we pray for Nona, and we know that Nona prays for us in hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.